know if y'all want a coat.
Oh, would you have a coat?
Well, I don't want to put you in any trouble or anything like
well,
that.
Well, I'd like to have one. My throat's getting dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. That's one of the hazards of the profession. I'm talking.
Oh, goodness. Well, I just told her that. I'm not really hurting.
Or talking about the wagon wheel, do you have any idea when the spokes went into the wheel, usually two at a time, was that thing put together in sections? Have you ever familiar with anything like that?
No, I don't know.
I was wondering if you'd ever heard the term felly or fella used with regard to a wagon wheel. Not familiar, that's true. Or say, do you know what the traces on a wagon are?
You know, that's the lines in it that you say G and haul with.
That's when you're plowing?
Yeah.
Which is which?
What?
G and haul, what means what?
I don't know.
I think you say that either G and haul to give it to turn left or right.
Yeah, that's what it's called, but I don't know which is which.
I don't know which is which.
If George was here, he'd know.
I see. Well, what I was fixing to ask you, that wooden piece, the horizontal thing that the traces come back and attach to.
Well, now that's what she was talking about on the like on the front of the wagon or on front of a plow. That's what Emily was talking about.
I see.
I don't know what you call that. Except
have you ever heard? What were you gonna say?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. You ever heard it called a swingle tree or single tree?
Yeah. Now that's at the back, though, of the horse.
Right. Okay. I see what you're talking about.
That I don't know, but I still don't know what that front thing is, so.
But the thing at the back.
The back is a single tree.
I see. Or if you had two horses, each one had its own single tree, they'd both be attached to the.
Yeah. To the lines, or to the wagon or the plow, whatever you were doing.
Or if you had a single tree, could you have if you had two horses, you'd have a...
You'd have two single trees. Each one would have a single tree.
Would both of those be attached to a bigger one?
You got me there, I don't know.
What I was wondering about, could you have a double tree? Have you ever heard of that?
I guess maybe if you were plowing two horses, two mules or something, you could.
Have a double tree.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Because you'd want them both to go the same way, you know. I mean, if you're going to turn, you'd want them both to go the same way.
And
right. Dad used to plow double, but I don't know. As I say, it's been so long ago, I've forgotten.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, this expression, say if you saw a man go by your house with a wagon load of wood, and a few minutes later he came back and his wagon was empty, and this just went on all day, the fellow going down with a load, coming back with it empty, what would you say he was doing?
Hauling wood, I reckon.
Yes, ma'am. Or what about this expression? Say, if I was riding along the road and there was a big tree that had fallen across the road blocking my way, I might get out and tie a rope around that thing and see if I couldn't get off the road.
Couldn't snake it off the road or pull it off the road?
What do you mean by snake it? Why do you say that?
Well, you're going to drag it along like... kind of like a snake moves like that. I reckon, I don't know. I've heard both expressions, drag and snake. Talk about snaking logs, so I think more when you do like pulling something off the road, that'd be more or less drag it off.
I want to ask you about that word drag. You say I drag something now, you'd say the past, you'd say yesterday I
drug it off.
And you say I've...
I will drag, I reckon. Now, I don't know if that's correct or not. But I know you'd say you drug it yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
Drug.
about farm work, that kind of thing, when you were the thing that you used to break the ground with before you plant, you would just call that a
how? What do you call it? A harrow is what you use after you plant it to smooth, bust up the clods and everything in it, but
you either